me? All right, Sunday morning, 8/18/24, Prophet's Corner Uncut. The title is Calling Up the Reserves. Oh, thank you, Lord. Calling up my reserves.
Oh, my.
Yeah, my, sorry, not the, my. Because the would mean everybody, but this isn't everybody. These are God's reserves. The Lord says it's time to get on the right boat, for the rain is coming. You know, that's kind of what Q said, the storm is upon us. There are counterfeits that would grab the attention of my people. I'm calling back into service my reserves. They thought that I was through with them, and they have gone into retirement concerning the ministry. They hung it up, but I did not. I need all their skill sets for my operation. These are God-given, and when used properly and at the right time, they will be supernatural. Many never pursued me and what I had for them, but now they will not be let off the hook, for it will be do or die. Much like Paul when I knocked him off his donkey. Yes, they will be knocked off their high horse and humbled before me to do what I have ordained for them to do. I told you, well, I believe it was last week, that the Lord was talking to us about, you're not just an island. In other words, when God has a plan, he has many people in place that plan that participate. Okay. I will need their wisdom in this hour. I do not operate like the world, and I do not forget. I will not call up the young or unseasoned very often. I need my older, well-seasoned ones to do my heavy lifting. Think about Moses and Joshua, just to name a few. Those that are mature in age will look to me, and I will give them grace to do what I've called them to do, just like you. Some things can only come by time, natural maturity and spiritual maturity. Youth cannot be trusted in most cases, for they are full of themselves and their abilities. But my Moseses and Joshuas will listen to me and do what I ask of them. Some of the reserves that I will call up will have a lot of excuses why they can't. And just like Moses, I will set them straight, for I will not take no for an answer. Looks, brawn, and intelligence are not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for those that will listen and obey. My tow heads are empty of all that, and they will hear my voice, and they will make the right choice. Tow means gray or white. There is no more pride to get in the way. They are wise as serpents and gentle as doves. They know that I call all the shots. Yes, these are my reserves, and I'm calling them up. I've saved the best for last, and you're part of this. Before pride goes destruction, but my spirit goes before victory. Noah and Abraham know Noah and Abraham know much about this. No longer allow your age to be a factor or an excuse, for I've called you out like Esther for such a time as this. I have known where you are, and I've had you just where I wanted you to be. I will, by my great power, fulfill all that I've said to you. Remember the patience of Job. His latter days were more blessed than his former days. After his testing, continue to stand for America. Stand in the gap like you have been doing, for you're making up the broken down hedges. The words I've given you to speak are rebuilding the broken down walls of this nation. What we've been doing here all these years has been rebuilding. The Lord's saying, don't give up on that. Don't grow slack in that. Don't grow weary in that. See it through. I'm going to look at a few scriptures here, and then I'll have a little more to the Word. This is Isaiah 55, which I've brought a couple of weeks now in different words. This is Isaiah 55:11. Talking about speaking. like God spoke in the beginning. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. For you shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. And instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. This is prosperity here. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. In other words, this land's going to prosper again. If you listen to President Trump, that's all he talks about. In his speech yesterday, that's all he talked about, was the prosperity, the return, and where the way it was before what's happened these last 4 years. Okay, now turn to Hebrews 11. I mean, sometimes it gets boring. I'll be the first to admit it. But no, we're making a difference. Hebrews 11, 1 through 3. God rebuilt a devastated earth without form and void by his words. Hebrews 11, 1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. All right. Ecclesiastes 10:8. Going to be right after Proverbs. That's not what I'm looking. Oh, right here. He that diggeth a pit shall fall into it, and whoso breaketh an hedge, a serpent shall bite him. We're talking about building up the hedges. The serpent's been biting. The serpent got in. The serpent destroyed. I am delivering America and the world from the serpent's bite by rebuilding the broken down hedges. Changes are coming in all the seven mountains of culture. All the broken down hedges will be repaired, not unlike the days of Nehemiah. Nehemiah rebuilt the natural walls and gates, but you and others like you, spiritual walls and gates. Do not get weary in this rebuilding project, for it will be completed and it will fill the earth. All right, Daniel had a vision of this. This is Daniel chapter 2. I think it's 12, actually, but anyway, I wrote 2. Anyway, we'll find it. No, it's 2. Start with 31 there. He's talking to Nebuchadnezzar, and Nebuchadnezzar had the dream of the golden statue. And that was a picture of all the kingdoms that were going to come and take the earth captive till the time of the end where we sit. 31. Thou, O king, sawest and behold a great image. The great image, whose brightness was excellent, stood before thee, and the form thereof was terrible. This image's head was of fine gold. I did a study in Revelation over there. And this, too, about the golden statue, about all Hollywood, all their awards, a lot of them are golden statues, if you've noticed. This image's head was of fine gold, his breast and his arms of silver, his belly and his thighs of brass, his legs of iron, his feet part of iron and part of clay. Thou sawest that a stone was cut out without hands, which smote the image upon his feet that were of iron and clay, and brake them to pieces. Then was the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver, the gold, broken to pieces together, and became like the chaff at the summer threshing floors, and the wind carried them away, that no place was found for them. And the stone that smote the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. Who do you think that is? That's Jesus. This is the dream, and we will tell the interpretation thereof before the king. Thou, O king, art a king of kings, for the Lord of heaven hath given thee a kingdom, power, and strength, and glory. And wheresoever the children of men dwell, the beasts of the field, the fowls of heaven, hath been given into thy hand, and hath made thee ruler over them all. Thou art this head of gold. And after thee shall arise another kingdom inferior to thee, and another third kingdom of brass, which shall bear rule over all the earth. Brass in the scriptures, in a covenant, there represents humanity. And the fourth kingdom shall be among strong as iron, for as much as iron breaketh in pieces and subdueth all things, and as iron that breaketh all these, shall it break in pieces and bruise. And whereas thou sawest the feet and toes, part of potter's clay and part of iron, the kingdom shall be divided, but there shall be in it of the strength of the iron, for as much as thou sawest the iron mixed with miry clay. And as the toes of the feet were part of iron and part of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken. This is the Roman Empire, which they say we're part of. And as the toes of the feet were part, okay, 43. And whereas thou sawest iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. Here's that dividing, as in the days of Noah. Yeah. And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. And the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. For as much as thou sawest that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it break in pieces, the iron, the brass, the clay, the silver, and the gold, the great God hath made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter, and the dream is certain, and the interpretation thereof sure. All right, that's going to be all of that one.